Good afternoon. Welcome to Live, Laugh, and Be You with your host, Audrey Lynette, and co-hosts David and Linda Laskowski, California and Kansas City, online for you on our now weekly show at a new time on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock Pacific on BBS Radio. Audrey, are you with us? I think you are.
I am. I am with you all with the fire engine coming right past as I speak, so there is an emergency somewhere, just not in our house. So,
you do know how to make an entrance, don't you, Audrey?
Yeah, baby. Woohoo! How does it get any better? Hello, everybody, and it's wonderful to be on the radio with you all today. I am looking out at a beautiful ocean at the moment. I'm at a house overlooking the Pacific Ocean here in sunny California. And we are suffering wind, so all of you out there having wind, we are receiving it as well.
And we also have that in Kansas City, too. We've got...
minus the ocean.
we don't have an ocean, just pictures of the ocean. But we also have what's called a red flag alert, which is excessively high wind. So looks like the Earth is trying to do a little cleansing here.
Sounds like it, and we send our hearts out and our love out to everybody who has having wind or anything else like that going on. What else is possible?
Absolutely, absolutely.
How does it get any better than that? Well, I'm excited about today's show. I know last time we were on the phone, we talked about points of view, and it was such a big topic that we're doing it again. Woohoo!
Yep. Lots of good information.
And it's been great because David and I. And Lynn have had wonderful chats about it ourselves.
You know? For hours on end.
That's an understatement.
We've been releasing points of view, bringing up points of view.
We've blown up worlds.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
So I have some really fun, and I've been getting some emails and talking to people as well, and there's some really simple, easy, and fun tools that I'm going to share with you today. So remind me, guys, to cover those throughout the show. So if you are having interesting points of view happening in your life, there are some easy, simple tools that I use all the time, and they really work to bring a sense of peace in the stress, the storm, the chaos, and all of that. To invite you to an easier, more peaceful, joyful time. So sit tight. They will come out, and I will share them throughout the time.
Excellent.
And how does it get any better than that?
That's right.
Is that a good way to start?
I think it's a wonderful way to start. Why don't we just do a kind of a quick little overview of points of view creating your reality for those that may have not heard the other show?
Points of view creating your reality. Yes, I've been sitting with that this morning as I look out over the ocean. And
there's
have any of you noticed
again?
Yeah, I know. I'm rubbing it in. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sitting there looking across the Missouri River at Kansas. Thank you.
Well, I'm from Australia. It's like I hang on to the ocean. If you go too far inland, it gets really hot really quickly. Yeah. So.
But Audrey doesn't have an ocean. She sits in the bathtub. She's got to have that water. It's
no
an Aussie
visuals
thing.
Today.
Thank God you're not New Zealand. You're a New Zealander. They're even crazier.
Oh, sweetheart, you sent visuals out there. Then that's woohoo! What else is possible?
I digress.
That's an extra part. Yeah.
Okay, back on track. Okay.
Okay, points of view that create your reality. Well, have any of you noticed that I giggle a little bit?
Every once in a while.
Have you ever noticed that when I speak to you, that sometimes I'm not really answering what you think you want to get the answer for? I'm responding
right.
to something else.
You don't tell us what we want to hear. You tell us what we require to hear.
Yeah, it's been a bad habit all my life that I do that. Have any of you actually noticed that you do that? You say the wrong thing at the right time? Or the right thing at the wrong time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where you say something and somebody has a huge reaction to it, and you go, what? I don't get that. Why are you so upset about what I just said? Let me figure that one out. And most of the time, what you've said isn't that it's wrong. It's just different for the person you just said it to. Yeah,
wow.
Different.
Had that happen last week. However, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it probably happens a lot in our lives. I know it used to happen to me all the time, where I would say something and someone would have a different point of view, and they would react to me. So a lot of the time, I would start to make myself wrong for speaking. How many of you have done that? Dave, uh-huh. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
That's very cute.
A couple of times.
Twice, I think.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make yourself wrong, or you walk away and you think, oh, should I have said that, or what's wrong with me, or why didn't that work out, or what was that person upset about, or why am I so upset about something? Probably if you're listening to this radio show, you're like that yourself. You know, you're judging yourself, what you said, how you said it, whether you said it the right way. I know that it's funny for me to go from your point of view creates your reality, and then I talk about something that we do every day, where you meet a point of view, and you start to think you've done something wrong. And have any of you noticed that once you start to do that, your day starts to go a little funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you start to question yourself sometimes. Or I know I have a lovely lady who I've been talking to, and she was saying for a long time, my life is such a mess. My life is such a mess. My life is such a mess. Oh, dear.
And what did she
get? What was that, Lynn?
And what did she get?
Well, she came to me because she had a big mess. My life is such a mess. Oops. Okay, it's a big mess. Well, how does it get any better than that? That's usually the first thing out of my mouth. Or, wow, who does that belong to? It's usually the first two questions, if you speak to me, come out of my mouth. And I'm happy to talk about those, both of which are a way to take you out of the answer, which is, my life is such a mess, into the question of how does it get any better than this? Did you like that?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. So that was a quick example of how, if you catch yourself saying something like, my life is such a mess, when you say that, my life is such a mess, that's your point of view in that 10 seconds. And that your point of view in that 10 seconds is, my life is such a mess. Okay, well, that was good, wasn't it?
it might be kind of interesting for maybe our listeners that wherever that they work, let's say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they have an 8 o'clock office meeting, and I would imagine that a good intuitive boss or a supervisor, if he or she started the meeting with a question rather than a statement, I wonder how that meeting would go if we just put everything into a question instead of dictating what the boss wants or what the boss doesn't want.
How does it get any better than that? What'll it take for that to show up?
Yeah,
I'm not going to try and take the office politics today, David. That could be a long, long, long radio show.
We'll be ordering out dinner.
Yes. It's good that you brought it up because, yeah, it's probably in the office that you've actually heard all of that occur, where people are saying things that sometimes doesn't match what you know is possible.
Yeah.
And that you see how things, what David said, you know, if the boss started the meeting out with a question like, okay, what can we do about this, or how's everybody's week been, it'd open up a possibility for questions, information, a possibility to share, rather than, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One's a little lighter than the other.
Well, it just kind of disempowers everybody in the office, and then nobody has anything to add to make anything better. They just sit there and take it.
Yeah. So there's another example of points of view create your reality. Mm-hmm. See, because if you are hearing somebody else tell you what their point of view is, let's say you don't agree with it, and even though you don't agree with it, you have to go along with it.
Yeah.
See, we talk about that in ACCESS as resisting, not agreeing with it, and then reacting to it, resistance and reaction. So whenever you resist and react to a point of view, you also create, you solidify that point of view, And you can create that as your reality and just add a side order of resistance and reaction to everything else for the rest of the day. Yeah. How does it get any better than that?
No wonder everyone's day gets so confused if you're starting out that way and you just keep doing that all day long. My goodness gracious, it's one long headache.
Yeah. So not only are you creating your point, like we were talking about, your point of view creates your reality. So if you have the point of view that your life is such a mess, and then you go out the day with that, that point of view creates your reality in that 10 seconds. And then you hear other people create or make a statement like, oh, this office is a mess, or, oh, we're losing money, or, you know what, I don't think we have enough money to take care of this. All of those simple statements or points of view, do any of them sound like a question, or do they just sound like an answer, a statement, and a completion?
Yep, no question in it.
That's sort of what I'm talking about, where when your point of view creates your reality, you're stating it as a fact. This is what it is. Is there any room for change in that with that statement in place?
No. It's just a flat statement, and we're not taking that any farther.
Yeah, we're locked right in. Lockdown.
Yeah, you're locked right in. Okay, so what if I told you there was a different possibility and you didn't have to be stuck in that all the time?
Good.
How does that feel? Does it feel lighter?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, light, light, light.
Makes you excited. Makes you like you're part of the organization.
Yeah. Now, does anything shift in your universe?
Like yeah.
Change.
Yeah. Yeah. Endless possibilities. You start expanding and getting larger. It's like, wow, what are the possibilities? And then your mind can expand, and you feel much more comfortable.
It's like a bunch of people sitting around doodling, just waiting for the boss to shut up, and they're doodling, and now he's asked a question, and they stop doodling and go, oh my God, my brain gets to work.
Excellent. Yeah, there's more space for you to show up as you.
Yeah,
without having to keep that fact, that point of view, that statement in existence.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, guys. That was a good example, I think. I don't recall it all, but it felt good.
Yeah. you have taught us well. You're little grasshoppers. And I'm going to learn how to do that one of these days.
There's a 12-month-old baby that I've been working with in the family, and they called me a few weeks ago, and they said, oh, my goodness, she's trying to do the brrrr. And it sounds like she's blowing something up, but at least she's working on it, and they figured it out.
Yeah, as close as I get is a raspberry.
Yeah. You know, as far as the baby's concerned, just make sure which end that noise is coming out of. Code brown, we got a code brown. Time for a diaper change.
Oh, David.
I know, no downside to that. Well, you're the call therapist, so don't worry about it.
I know.
But that that example of the office, if you can apply that to any aspect of your life, I mean, when the kids come home from school, when your spouse comes home from work, or it doesn't matter where you are, it can be a matter of observing that in every aspect of your life.
What a wonderful tool to use for a husband and wife. Instead of the husband coming home and dictating, we're going to do this, 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 and the wife just sitting there resenting this so much but keeping it all bottled up, and vice versa.
How light does it feel when somebody says, what would you like to do? Where would you like to go? Well, where would you like to go for dinner? My goodness, when you make a statement like that or ask that question, how light does that feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what David and Lynn are really expressing is the use of the question to get out of a statement, that whatever point of view that you're stuck in, which is so phenomenal, and it's one of the main points of view of access, if you have a point of view. A question empowers you to know, and an answer can disempower you. So when you ask a question, it opens the energy up and takes you out of that fixed place that we were talking about a little moment ago, where you're fixed in the outcome.
There you go.
The other thing I wanted to highlight is you noticed after I said, so what if, we talked, used the question, so what if I said to you there was a different possibility? Did you notice how we all started laughing and joking and being silly?
Sure.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's a natural, that is what can end up happening when you start to let go of the fixed points of view or the resistance and reaction to people's points of view. When you start to let that go, the natural joy and laughter of possibilities begins to seep into your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have any of you laughed at somebody being really serious, and in the end they start to laugh with you because they can't figure out what you're laughing at? It's too contagious to not continue laughing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you have in your back pockets. That laughter, quite often, when somebody is fixed in a point of view, now not every situation, like it's certainly not going to work in an office meeting or in the situation Lynn described, which is a husband coming home tired and upset after work, maybe not in those situations. However, it can be a useful tool to have in your back pocket for yourself. Now, if you were able to watch the boss standing up there saying points of view and making you feel crazy or doodling, or when your husband comes in and he's cranky or just tired and expressing that, what if you could look at them as cartoon characters? Yeah. Every now and then
like
my husband
it.
Comes in, he looks like Wile E. Coyote. You know,
yeah.
He's dropping things, he's forgot his phone, he's tripping over the house, and he comes in, and me being the roadrunner, beep, beep, honey, I have to do this, beep, beep, honey, guess what, we need to do this today, we need to do that day, and he's looking at me going, what are you talking about, in an Australian accent, really fast?
Yep.
So we're like
cool.
A cartoon character. So how did you two do with the cartoon character comment?
Well, I'm trying to picture one in my brain for David.
No, Elmer Fudd.
That's
Elmer
the
Fudd.
One.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
I have that.
I want to be Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, honey, now that's
yeah.
A whole different cartoon character to come into.
I know.
Oh, David.
However,
yeah.
After yesterday, I'm in a whole different space.
So,
yeah,
I'm Kansas
Jessica
City,
Rabbit.
We've got
huh?
Jessica Rabbit and Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it get any better than that?
I bet it can get better than that.
I think the fudge just went out of David.
We're not going to a question. We're going right to the index and looking up another chapter here.
The fudge came out of David. He's just
that's
Elmer.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Story of my life.
Yeah.
You know how to extract things out of people when.
Oh.
Well, that was fun. Did you guys
yeah.
enjoy that?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I'm still there.
She's still Jessica in this 10 seconds. How does
yeah,
it get any better?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the way to go.
I love that line that she always says, you know, that I'm not bad. It's just the way they painted me or they wrote me or whatever that line is. That's where I'm at.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yes, I know.
I'm not bad. That's just the way they painted me.
Yes.
Yep.
What
yes.
if that's how you could look at your life in this 10 seconds? It's not bad. You're not bad for having created it, because, you know, I said at the beginning, your point of view creates a reality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you weren't bad for creating the reality that you have all around you right now? And what else is possible? Is there a different possibility? So, hey, I feel a clearing coming on.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, I grabbed,
have
I,
at it.
Yeah, I grabbed my seat here. Figured I better strap in. Here we go.
Okay, here we. Wow, okay. So get all that, I'm sorry, all that upset, judgment, all those feelings or sensations that you've made yourself feel bad or wrong or really cranky with something or someone for creating this reality, okay, for creating the reality you're currently living in, okay? Just perceive that energy. Okay, a little intense, okay? Before you throw anything, though, we're going to change it, okay? To get all those feelings and sensations And now I'm going to ask you, would you be willing to change that?
Yes.
On behalf of our listeners, yes.
Okay. All right. So all the points of view, all the decisions that you've made, all the conclusions, all the judgments that you have about you or your reality and how you created it and how bad your reality is or how angry you are that you're in this position and everything that that is, will you now destroy and uncreate it all and let it all go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Now, I want to share that with you. When we talk about your point of view creates your reality, okay, so your point of view, the way you see things or the way you speak things or the way you think, if it can create a reality, does that mean that you can change it yourself,
yeah,
uncreate it, and destroy it and create something different?
Every time you create something, you can uncreate it. You have that power and authority.
It's your life.
Notice how it's your life, and if you're the creator of it, then you can uncreate it, destroy it, which is the words I used.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you go around bashing everybody up and getting the baseball bat and all of that?
No.
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 Maybe once a week, but...
No.
Oh, you're good.
Maybe behind the barn every once in a while, but, you know.
Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock,
Yeah.
You may have felt like it, but you've noticed how you haven't done it, or when you have, you've sort of cleaned up the mess.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So that, every way you may have made yourself wrong for that, first of all, will you let that go now? And have a sense of, okay, so if you have created it, now you can choose to uncreate it and change it with some simple questions and, bottom line, with a different choice.
Yeah. Okay. Most people don't even realize that they have choices, and what Access is always saying, you always, always, always have a choice. You may not like them all, but you do have a choice, and there's an awful lot of freedom in that.
Yes. So how about, that was beautifully put, David. Yeah, you always have choice. You've always had choice. And one of the things we really like to invite you to is to know that you can choose and choose again. You always have a different choice. You're not stuck or fixed in anyone. So in this point of view creates your reality call, and we're talking about that, I ask for all the points of view that you have created, used, or aligned and agreed with, or resisted and reacted to, important piece, to create your reality the way it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, the mess, or the, for me it was, I just want to retire, I just want to retire, I just want to retire. That's what I said when I was in my 20s. Too young to be saying that. However, I did. I went out one day to pay my boss's boat license. Tripped over and fractured my body spine and busted my knee. So, 3 months later, I was retired. However, it wasn't my plan. It certainly wasn't the idea that I had for my life. However, what I said, I just want to retire, I just want to retire, I just want to retire. And my dear friend that's been saying, my life is such a mess, my life is such a mess, hear you, honey, know what that's like. We create our reality.
Yes.
Another
thing
that here...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
I got excited. I remembered another one that Gary, the founder of Access, talks about. He was driving in traffic, 4 miles an hour, mind you, and he's in the car driving slowly, and he goes, my life is such a wreck. My life is such a wreck. My life is such a wreck. This is years ago. And he bumped an Alfa Romeo car, and the car turned into a piece of aluminium foil, and it was a wreck, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that was 4 miles an hour. There's some examples of what you say and how you think can create your reality. So,
all the time.
Yeah, if you're powerful enough to bring in something like that, can you only imagine the possibilities of bringing in ease, joy, and glory, whatever that could mean to you?
Yeah. Okay, so just all of that, all that energy, all that possibility opening up, anything that is in the way of you having ease and choice and possibility in this 10 seconds, will you now let all of that go and, as we say, destroy and uncreate it all thoroughly and utterly?
Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you. And wonderful clearing statement, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Wahoo. I got that part down. I got the wahoo down. I just don't have that thing down. I'm working on it.
Thank you, you two. That was fun. I'm glad we got to do that. I perceive a sense of space. How about you? What are you guys perceiving over there?
Yeah, it just lightens right up. Every time I've had a chance to do that since I've learned to start implementing that tool, all of a sudden, you almost involuntarily take a deep breath and kind of relax a little bit. And wow, it's a wonderful tool. Wonderful, wonderful tool.
And the beauty of it is you don't have to know exactly what it means for it to work. It'll run on you energetically. If you'd like more information about that, please email us and we can send you a link so that you can hear a detailed explanation. Basically, it's just you making a choice is what's creating the change, and that's like sweeping the dust out of the rug so that it doesn't have to keep being created. Or as we talk about in Access, pulling out the bottom of the house of cards that you've built all your life upon, the point of view, we go and when we do that clearing statement, pull out the bottom card that's been holding up all that stuff and give you a chance to choose again and create something easier, simpler, or maybe more complicated. Who knows? Yep. It's your choice, and
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
And you could even make the statement of, and all that stuff that Audrey said, it'll still work. You don't have to remember any of it until you can get to a website and one of our websites and maybe learn a little bit more about the clearing statement, if you like. Just all that stuff that Audrey said, all that crazy stuff. And I had a chance to say aluminium today.
Yes, I know. As soon as I came out, I knew you'd all catch that. I'm like, holy cow, what is it in American?
Aluminum. Aluminum.
My husband, I like the aluminium. Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yeah, I like
it. Okay, can you see my tongue right now? I'm sticking it out.
Yeah.
And go, I'm saving Doug from the raspberry in his ear, so how does it get any better? Yes, you get to hear the Australian interpretation of the English word in American.
Yeah, we're gonna over the years you'll pick up a few other words that are a little different, that have a little different meanings, but that's okay. That's what makes life interesting.
That would be a whole comedy routine, and you know I've got some. If you
yes,
want to scare an Australian, I have a few.
Yeah,
that's
know
not
that.
Our show today.
There's a few that won't even get on the air.
No, those belong at the kitchen table out in Oric, which far away from anybody.
There's a few points of view that are different in American and Australia that can confuse a few Australians out there. We'll have a radio show one day about that, how to not confuse Australians when you travel to Australia.
That's right. Everything isn't Crocodile Dundee, believe me. It's a little different. Well, you know, we're coming up to the half hour here, and I'm just going to take a small commercial break because I noticed...
We have a commercial break?
Well, yes, we do, because I've noticed that on March 17th in Santa Barbara, there's this Audrey Lynette is going to be having an Access Bars class.
Really?
Yes.
And then on the 18th, on the next day there's an Access Energetic Facelift class in Santa Barbara. And then on the 18th, we are having an Access Bars class here in Kansas City, North Kansas City.
And we only got a couple of spaces left.
Yeah, we're things are filling up very nicely. Thank you very much. And a lot of endless possibilities coming up, so I wanted to make sure that we put that out there. We wanted to say hi to everybody at Be Vogue. We have to do that. That's sort of like one of our requirements. And to all the other Access facilitators that might be listening to us. And we catch them all on Facebook. They're so much fun, the folks in Austria and Germany and Ireland and the Scandinavian countries. And, oh, my goodness gracious.
Chicago and Michigan.
Yep, they're coming out of the woodwork. We heard on a call that there are 1,000 access VARS facilitators now. 1,000.
Yep.
That
yeah.
is absolutely incredible. So many folks that are having an opportunity to experience access VARS, one of the fundamental tools in access consciousness, just like some of the points that Audrey is talking about today and sharing with us. So we're past the commercial break.
We needed.
I like it. You've got a very sexy voice for commercials today, David.
Well, you know, every now and then, that's it's the Elmer Fudd in me. You know? Yeah, sexy Fudd. God, I could do 20 minutes on that, but we're not going there.
No, we like to stay on the radio.
I'm taking
David.
Notes.
Thank you.
I'm taking notes for future radio shows. Don't worry, David.
Yeah,
to get the Elmer out of your
phone. Don't worry.
Well, you know, we do have Live, Laugh, and BU has a wonderful webpage at bbsradio.com. And there's a contact information for Audrey at Audrey Lynette, AudreyLynette.com. And our website,
I love how you spell my name.
Huh?
I love how you spell my name.
AudreyLynette.com. And then there's viableoptions.com and acofkc.net. And we're all on Facebook and Twitter and every other social.
And non-social.
Non-social. For
probably I must be very social. I forget to go on Facebook. I get on there and it's like, oh my goodness, you know everybody's business.
Yeah. I know.
Get lost for days on end.
Yeah, days. Yeah.
I get on Facebook. When I get off of it, I've got to shave again. 2 days later, I'm going, what the hell am I doing here?
Yes. If anybody's listening and you've been Facebooking me, oops, I'm sorry. I'm playing with it. I've worked out how to do it for 10 minutes at a time and not get weird.
Yeah.
I'm already weird, but anyway.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yes. However, I understand that's very good.
Yes.
Being weird.
Weird at all. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yes, weird is fabulous.
That's a whole radio show.
Oh, yeah. Well, we will do that. But just in short, one of the things that we found through all the looking at points of view and how to change them or how to create a different reality, which is what Access is really inviting a lot of as well, is inviting you to a different possibility with your reality, is that the dictionary was rewritten in 1945, I think. I hope I'm getting it right. If not, oops. But if you get a dictionary book before 1944, I know we got one before 1944, if you open it up and look up weird, the word weird, it actually has a totally different meaning to what we've all thought it was, which was psychotic, stupid, insane, all of that. It actually stands for of spirit, fate, and destiny.
Yep.
So when you're weird, you're being of spirit, of fate, and of destiny.
Yeah.
However, that definition would not fit into the points of view that everybody wanted to feed us, like the government and the medical profession and all the other professions out there. True?
Yes. Medical
yes.
profession. Oops. We get all those professions out there.
Yeah.
I love all the professions. I wanted to be a doctor at one point and a secretary. I became a secretary of a law office so that could be fun. And I was weird in all of them, but they enjoyed it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. That was totally something weird out of Audrey's head that you probably didn't need to hear on radio. So, oops, thank you for hearing that.
That's okay.
But, yeah. It's like weird, if you're willing to, it takes us back to what we were saying at the beginning, which was if you have the point of view of a different possibility, then what would it be like if that was your point of view? So how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible is some of the questions that you can have in your back pocket and use constantly when you catch yourself saying something like, my life is such a mess, or I just want to retire, or, oh, God, give me strength, or I'm just so tired, I'm sick and tired. If you catch yourself saying that, go, whoa, okay, cool. How does it get any better than that? And what else is possible here? Mm-hmm. So that's a simple couple of tools that you can use. I have a couple of bigger ones, but after our commercial break, it may have reminded me again that if you've heard us talk about the bars quite often, it is one of the first classes to come out of Access, and it is a fundamental, foundational, wonderful tool that if you ever get the chance to have a session or go to a class, it can literally release thousands of points of view and the energy that goes into locking those points of view in place go from your life, literally.
It can.
Yep. It's like taking the layers upon layers upon layers of decisions, judgments, conclusions, considerations, and points of view that you've plastered yourself, your life, your reality, and guess what? Your body.
Yep.
Your body is one of the places in which you will put so many points of view on it that you have no idea what how many of you have looked in the mirror and gone, who the hell is that looking back at me?
Yep.
That is not what I look like.
Yeah, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm gray, I'm saggy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm all these. When you one of the great analogies of a bar session is kind of relates to a computer. When your computer starts slowing down, it's sort of like defragging and putting all the files in order and getting rid of all the junk files and kind of clearing the clutter out of your computer so it can run a little faster. And when you think about your average day and how much junk do you collect emotionally and stress-wise, and how many different points of view do you observe on a daily basis that your brain holds on to, and we wonder why we're so exhausted at the end of the day and we don't feel good, and we have headaches and this, that, and the other thing. And many of our clients come to us that way, and we have a lot of clients that are doing bars on a weekly basis now, and they just love it. Absolute wonderful tool.
It is. And it is so simple to receive. It's fabulous to receive. And the beauty of it is it's so simple to gift. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we talk about with any of the body work that you do within the Access modality, you also have, whenever you give a session of bars, you actually receive a session. So any of the stuff that you're defragging for somebody else or letting go of, if you have anything even remotely similar to it, it gets let go of too.
Absolutely.
So whenever, like, there's some people here where I'm doing the telecall in a couple of the rooms who are doing bars right now, and they're giving each other bars and exchanging so the other person runs the bars after they've done it. It sounds like we're having a cocktail hour here.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Dirty martinis all around.
The reason that it's called the bars is really simple. We're not into too much elaborate. You might not think that when you hear the clearing statement. However, what the bar's name comes from is that when you press a point on the head, there's points on either side of the head. When you touch those points, if you can see energy, you can actually see a bar of light or energy moving from one point to the other. And that's how it got its name, the bars. So when you touch a person's head on these specific areas that relate to money, health, control, awareness, joy, aging, your body, when you hit one of those points, what it's doing, it's releasing the electrical magnetic component of thought, judgment, decision, conclusion that's been making you or your body stagnant or fixed in a point of view, and allowing that energy to delete, to move, and to create a sense of peace and ease and freedom in your body and your life. And now I have lots of stories, and I know David and Lynn have, basically where people have gotten off the table, felt so much more peace in their head and ease in their body. And that's the least you can expect from having a bar session. It's like you can feel like you've had a really good massage, or it's entirely up to you. Because you can, whole life can change. And we've had people get off the table and their life has been different. And I know for me personally, I get my bars run once a week at least. And the joy and the possibility returns, you know. David, yesterday you were telling me how you had one of those days where everybody was stressed and you were sitting in the middle of it going, okay, how does it get any better than this and what else is possible?
I knew going into one of my part-time jobs on Monday, I knew going into the office, which was about a 40-minute drive, that I was probably going into Armageddon. And I perceived it. I didn't actually know for a fact. And so I started using some of the clearing statements and who does this belong to and a few of the other statements that questions that Access has taught me. And then lo and behold, I was sitting in the middle of the firestorm watching nuclear weapons go off. And I was fully prepared for it. Didn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I was able to, who does this belong to? And those were certainly interesting points of view that were being shared around me, and came out of it fairly unscathed. Tired? Yes, of course. I'm not oblivious to other people's needs and wants, but a few years back, even a year ago, would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. So did Jessica Rabbit run some bars on you?
Yeah, we were, somebody out in California sent me a wonderful clearing that that I was using on the couch, and when we all passed out, including the two cats, so it was a long day yesterday, but gratifying day.
Yes, it was a very good day for both of us.
I'm so glad you guys shared that, because that's the beauty of this. You can have a really intense day that can seem like Armageddon, and you may be tired, yes. If you get a chance to get your bars run, or even just to sit and relax, I have a really wonderful, simple thing that you can do that I'll share with you in a minute that can, if you don't have anybody in the house to run your bars, know that you can take care of yourself as well until you do. Mm-hmm. That what David described, he was a year ago, it would have been intense and stress and no sleep and all that he would have taken on. Where these days, after having his bars run a lot, he can get home, be tired and go, okay, I'm here now, and Lynn can work on him and create a bit of space. So what else is possible? So would you guys like to hear the quick little, okay. If you're driving, please don't do this.
Sort of reminds me of that, what was that commercial?
Oh, that commercial with the aromatherapy in the back window.
They were going off the cliff. Everybody fell asleep. But
they had all the candles lit, and everybody's like in another galaxy. And off the ledge they went.
Yeah.
Oh, it was sick, but it was funny.
Yeah. Okay, please don't do that. No. If you're driving. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask you to take a few minutes. It only takes a few minutes to do this. And it's basically just create a bit of peace for yourself for a minute. If you're sitting down, great. If you're standing up, maybe want to sit down for a second. It's simple. And all I do is get you to close your eyes for a second. Just keep your eyes closed for a minute. And, okay, I'd like you to just expand your awareness to the outside edges of your body. You don't have to try very hard. Basically, by me asking that, your awareness has already gone to all 360 degrees around the outside edge of your body. Okay. So now I'd like you to expand your awareness, or in American, expand your awareness to a foot outside in all directions around your body, including down into the earth. Okay. Now I'd like you to expand your awareness to the outside edges of the room that you're in or the building that you're in. So you're just expanding your awareness to the outside edges of the room or the building. There you go. Okay. Now I would like you to expand your awareness to the outside edges of the planet. You know, this beautiful Mother Earth that we have, or Father Earth, or Earth, or whatever we call it. Expand your awareness to the outside edges of the planet. Just allow your awareness to go there. Okay, and just relax as you do that. Now I have something fun for you to do as you expand your awareness out there. I'd like you to go and expand out and find the outside edges of you. Go and find the outside edges of your infinite being. Infinite means unlimited space. So I'd like you to go out and find the outside edges of your infinite being and let your space go out there. Finding out. Ah, I'd sing for you some sweet music, but I think it's better to go to the outside edges of your space.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is anybody, are you able to find your outside edges, David?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, then?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in the ocean right outside your window.
Oh, cool. Well, put some clothes on, woman. There's whales out there.
No, I'm Jessica Rabbit. I don't need clothes.
Rabbits don't swim well. Yeah, she's that crazy woman, that weird woman that's flaying in the water. Please save me, save me.
So if you've so now I'd like, if you're listening, open your eyes up and just have a sense of your space now. Is there more space and more peace or less? And there's no right or wrong answer, you know. It may take practice, and you may have got it first time. How does it get any better than that? There isn't any have-tos in this. It's just an exercise that I use every day, at least 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. Instead of trying to figure out my lists and what to do, I'll take 5 minutes to just sit there, expanding my awareness out to my body, then the house that I'm in, and then kind of mean the outside edges of the planet, and the outside edges of my infinite being. And when you do that, it can invite more space for you, and more quiet, and more ease.
Exactly what I did yesterday when I walked into the Armageddon meeting. I just made myself so much larger than the meeting itself that I guess from a one perspective, the problem was so small compared to how big I was.
Awesome. Now, did you have to close your eyes to do that, David, or did
nope.
you just do that?
Nope, I just expanded out. I've done that in traffic. I've done that in bad weather. I've gotten to the point now where I can just make myself big real quick, real tall, real large, sort of like becoming a giant just to the outside edges of the universe very, very quickly. And all of a sudden, whatever I'm dealing with has become very, very small in comparison to how big my infinite being has become.
Awesome. That's wonderful. And everybody that's listening, you too can use that. It's actually what we call an insured. Like in future radio shows, you'll hear me say, just expand it out or expand it out. And what I'm saying is make it infinite, expand it out to the outside edges of your being. That which isn't true for you will dissipate. And that which is will just get more spacious and bigger. So that in itself is another tool that if ever you have something where, if you had that, just imagine work yesterday, David. I know you just explained it, but for anybody else listening, if you perceive the energy of your last fight with somebody and all that upset and intrigue that went on. If you do this exercise, expand out to the outside edges of the planet and the outside edges of your infinite being, does that energy dissipate or get more? And it usually gets less and it dissipates because it isn't true for you.
Uh-huh.
But here's a fun one. You'll like this one, Lynn. Perceive the energy of gratitude you have for someone in your life or something. Now make that infinite, expand that out, bigger than the universe, into the outside edges of your infinite being. How does that go? Does that get more substantial or dissipate?
More substantial.
Yeah. Gratitude. Gratitude for you. So I'm going to repeat that just in case anybody's listening out there. All you do is expand your awareness wherever you are, whether it's in an upset or in a grateful moment, and expand you out, your awareness, to the outside edges of you, the outside edges of the planet, and then the outside edges of your infinite being. And allow that space to show you what's actually true. If it gets lighter and it was upsetting, it's not a truth, so let it go. And if it gets more substantial, like the gratitude, it makes you happier, that's a big truth. Yay! How does it get any better than that?
Yeah. I know every time that I've done it, I've noticed that even if I still have a little bit of that problem being there, it's a lot less than it was before I expanded. So at least now I guess the word would be deal with the problem at least a little more calmly, rather than being reactionary and locking it in and kind of losing my grip on reality and getting a headache and everything else. At least it's given me a little space to go, okay, now what do I need to do about this? I've got that little break in there where it's not so intense anymore, and that can be quite a relief.
Awesome, yes. Yeah. So let me ask you this. If somebody, say, they're at a party or something, and everyone's, you know, doing great things and making them happy and, you know, wishing them well and tons of gratitude and everything, and the person is just getting so overwhelmed with all these wonderful feelings, if they expand out, then they can receive more, I guess. Is that what I'm saying? Receive more of it, and they just don't stand there and blubber.
Yeah.
Am I saying this right?
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, it's a similar, all feelings, all sensations. If you make them infinite, you can have peace with it and receive it. Because how many of you have actually received a compliment and gone, oh, that wasn't really a compliment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you expand out to the outside edges, if it wasn't meant to be a compliment, it'll just go through you because you're so much space. The judgment won't be able to stick. And if it was a true compliment or acknowledgement, it'll expand out and feel even better and better.
So it's really weird that you're saying that statement. Before the radio show, well, this morning when I was doing my hair, I flashed back to a time when I was working at a bank, and uh-huh. This guy always gave what was called left-handed compliments.
Uh-huh.
A left-handed compliment is I'd be walking down the stairs and he'd be walking up and he'd go, oh, wow, what a neat dress. Make great kitchen curtains. And he'd keep walking.
How does it get any better than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I wish I knew then what I know now. I wasn't very nice to him.
Here's something else. Thank you for saying that, Lynn, because that's what happens all the time. So even things that seem like a nice aren't. If you go, when somebody says something like that, if you'll say to yourself, instead of, huh, and get upset, wow, that's an interesting point of view. You have that point of view.
Yes.
Interesting.
Now I know that.
Yeah. That was awesome. Interesting point. I just thought, what can we give to the listeners to assist? Because I know all of us have had stuff like that as well. Instead of getting upset.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes left. Let's share the maybe just a little bit of the interesting point of view. I know that's an entire show, but
have you gone through your tools that you wanted to share with everyone?
We talked about the bars. I did expand it out. I was going to do another one, but interesting point of view is probably the simplest one in this 10 seconds for what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
If you have people saying things to you or have stuff coming up in your own head, first of all, ask who does it belong to and let it go. Because whenever you ask who does it belong to, it'll go to where it came from and it doesn't stay with you. We're going to do more on that another show. But for now, who does it belong to? If it disappears, it wasn't yours. Woohoo!
Thank God.
If it keeps returning, if you keep just saying to yourself, wow, that's an interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Or in the case of Lynn's admirer, or not so, interesting point of view, he has that point of view. Now, if you add that to your life, that's going to work. Now, I know we only have a few minutes, so I'm going to throw the one in that really saved David yesterday that we didn't get to talk about, and we'll talk about it next week on the radio show. But if you use it, it will create a spinning, peaceful, letting go effect. And it's one, this is what it is. It's everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. How's your head,
David? You feel a little wonky in the head because of that clearing. That's really normal.
It is. It's a tool to let go of all the interesting points of view that you've stuck yourself with so that you don't have to keep trying to do anything with it. So if anything else, you don't remember anything else we've said today, just listen to this and do everything is the opposite of what it appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be 3 to 5 times and it should feel lighter. If you really feel intense, if you say it 10 or more times, it should allow you to go to sleep.
Yeah, so you won't care anymore.
Yeah, and you'll be spinning. Whee!
Yeah, your head will be spinning, and you feel like somebody gave you one of those Twilight shots just before surgery.
Well, for a lot of people that have, when they lay down to go to sleep at night, they can't shut the video off. They got the shoulda, woulda, coulda, and they're trying to review their day, and they can't stop thinking. Everything's the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Just if you keep saying that over and over again, I have yet to go past 10 times before I'm sawing logs.
It's the excess way of counting sheep.
There we go.
How to begin it. This has been a great show, you guys. We covered so much. And please, if you're listening out there later, know that you listen again, you'll get a bit more. And if you have any questions, you can always contact us. We love you. I'm going to hand it over to David to send us home. And it's been a joy to be on the phone with you guys, David and Lynn. Thank you
for being here. Absolutely. Wonderful show. And
we got surprises coming for you. You just wait.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the back door. There are things heading to California. But nonetheless, we have the show is archived on our two of our websites, viableoptions.com. and acfkc.net, generally about 24 hours after the show. And again, we are on every week now. We're going to be Tuesdays, 1 o'clock at 1 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, or specific, depending on what side of Australia you're from. And we've got all these solar flares going, so everybody put your aluminium hat on.
Oh, get your bars run.
Get your bars run. Yes, if you're feeling wonky because of a solar flare or an earthquake or the guy or gal in the cubicle next to you at the office, go get your bars run. Honest to goodness, you will notice a surprising difference. I've got a couple of clients coming up this afternoon that can hardly wait. They can hardly wait to get here to get their bars run. So sounds like a plan.
Take us home, David.
Well, that's our show for this week. We'd like to thank everybody at bbsradio.com for their eternal support and wonderful technical assistance. And AudreyLynette.com, AudreyLynette.com, viableoptions.com. And we have acfkc.net, accessconsciousness.com. You can check out our classes on a regular basis.
We get it every place.
Yeah, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. And that's our show for this week. Thank you very much, everyone. Blessings to all. And
we'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Take us out. Woo-hoo!